Fort Dunreeh Military Museum was allocated $12.5 million. We were going to be one of the most attractive centres in the whole of the country. I'm on the committee for over 20 years now, and we've been living on a shoestring budget down there. Been very well managed by John MacArthur and David McGee in the committee, and it was expected to transfer the centre under what's known as the Platform for Growth. We wanted to upgrade the fort just to improve the visitor facilities and walkways. Some of the vacant buildings, we were going to restore them. Now, there wouldn't have been enough money in this tranche to restore all of the buildings, but we were going to do what we could, and then we probably would have applied for more money.
However, it's all been derailed now.
It's all been derailed now. We were told at our municipal meeting yesterday that an environmental impact study is required because, unfortunately, we seem to have a few serial objectors in Buncrana that object to anything that is good for the town. These people have objected to Cockhill Bridge. We actually had to get a deputation and go to the minister in Dublin to sort that out. They've objected to the redevelopment of Swan Park. And now there's an objection to the military museum. This probably could push the project back 2 years, or we could even lose it completely after gaining $12.5 million.
We've seen so many projects, both nationally and locally, escalate in cost because of delays like this. Is the fear now that the money that's been allocated won't be enough to cover what's already planned, and you may now find yourself caught in a trap where, rather than applying for funding for further projects, you could be hard-pressed to secure enough money to do what's planned already?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because with continued inflation, the budget that we have is not going to cover it anyway. And now the environmental impact study will cost a huge amount of money, which will have to be taken from our budget also. So chances are we could lose the project. And the people of the area, they're absolutely infuriated by this behaviour.
Is the environmental impact study something that should have been done from the off? Could it have been foreseen that it would be necessary?
We didn't think it was necessary at the beginning. And we sent everything in to the planners, and everything was moving along fine until the objection went in. So because the objection was sent to Dublin, to on board Planalla, obviously the board Planalla had to look at it, and then one thing can trigger another, and this is where we are now at the moment. So it could be a delay of up to 2 years and maybe lost the entire project. And it's very, very sad, and I would ask that these people who are objecting constantly to good things for Buncrana, please, please stop, because it's not the way to go.
There's been a lot of talk over the years about pre-planning and discussions at a local level before applications go in to try and head problems off of the pass. Should there be local discussions? Because if these objections go straight into Dublin, would it not be better if there was some sort of facility where people could sit down in Buncrana or Carndonagh and thrash out issues, if there are valid environmental issues or whatever, then those issues can be addressed on the ground. The problem appears to be that an application goes so far, gets accepted locally, then the objection goes in at national level to Bord Planalla. Surely there should be a way of heading all this off at the pass.
Well, when an application like this goes in of such a major status, there are experts on board who know best. Me or somebody else don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge, but there are people there who do know. And we didn't expect that this would be sent to Bord Planalla to... there is a centre there already. The military museum is there. Those outhouses and all are there. We were going to refurbish them, and it was going to be upgraded. So because this objection is now put in, as I say, we stand to maybe at best put it back for a year or two. There will be a great financial cost to the environmental impact study, and as I say, we could lose it completely.